And when you finish, a reader, would you go on to a different grade? Yeah, or would you just go on to a different book?
Had different grade books.
They didn't grade us too close then. They didn't much about the grades. It's kind of like if we got older, first reader 1 year, next year another reader, and
we got to finish it. Didn't pass, finish anyhow,
just got another book.
Uh-huh.
It made us learn slow because we didn't know how to behind you, see?
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, they're going back to that.
They are, and it's hard to get through that.
I can tell you. A children nowadays seem to me that has too many subjects.
Had too many,
now,
too much
to do. When we grew up, we had spelling, arithmetic, geography, and English. And maybe now and then an extra reading book with poems or something like that. And then it got on up as the grades went up, where we studied physiology.
It's a health book, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And as you would go up in grades, they'd add on another book. But now the little old children, when they first started out, in the second, third grade, got as many books as we would study when we was in the sixth and seventh and eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I believe sometimes they put too much on them, and they don't learn it. You know, I don't know.
They got more, we got better, got a health now. You teach how to brush your teeth.
Better everything.
And it's a job of very few people in this country when I was a boy. Houses wide apart, and this cabin, and each one had a big family, of course, 7, 8, or 10 children in nearly every house. You hardly anybody had to work nearly anywhere, 50, 75 cents a day, $1 a day, I was 25 years old. And I don't know, plenty of labor all around you, but now you can't get nothing.
Yeah.
It's no fun.
School houses, you didn't walk 2 and 3 miles to school. We sent our children to school here, and they had to walk, went across the field, this mile and a half, 2 miles a day. Send them off and hit the cold and the freezing, and make it get there, and it'd be pretty when they left, and it'd come up and be a rain, a cold rain that night for them to have to come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's much better now than it used to be.
In many ways, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, goodness, I reckon.
Better schools and better teachers, too.
Now they pick you up at your door.
Yeah.
How
they don't get much exercise, though.
No, that's right.
I wonder, could I ask you a few questions about how you get married, how you'd meet a girl and how you'd get married and what the marriage was like, or the wedding was like? And, things like that.
It's different what it is now. We tried to marry, let nobody know little about it we could.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want no publicity, no big thing to do.
Yeah, when you first got interested in the girl, it might say, I think he's what?
A nice fella. I think she's a nice woman. You can't beat that. That's one of the best girls around here. That's
when
one.
You would start to take her out church or someplace, yeah. Would they say you were courting her or what?
I might say, I might be called her boyfriend, a girlfriend.
Courting
was sort of it.
And they didn't go out then, like they do now. If a boy and a girl went out together at night, another girl or another couple, they had to go along with
it. I see.
That was
go together.
And that was pretty good.
What at the wedding, if somebody stood up with you, what were they known as?
Set up with you.
We don't know much about that.
Don't know much about that. That would call pull pranks on you. My daughter married. And so some woman said, can you draw a shotgun on this here? There might be a shotgun wedding, you know. Put on.
Well, that's now.
That's not what it was.
You just had to have a preacher or a little old, what was it then? You used to could marry people?
Remember the county court magistrate. Magistrate my brother.
If somebody went with you,
they'd have to be witnesses to.
They'd be called witnesses?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear them called waiters?
No,
no, it's called the best man at a wedding. Or
now it's best man. Best man.
And when a lady, after she got married, she became pregnant, what was a nice word instead of pregnant? You wouldn't say pregnant back
no,
in those days.
Oh, she's big or she's fat or something.
She's big.
Yeah. So she's big as a cow.
No, it's better now.